thank you all of you for being on the call today. As Dan said, today the Fuels America Coalition is releasing an economic study which details the huge impact that renewable fuels has on our economy and on the job market, not only at a national level, but at a state and local level as well. You know, ethanol, biodiesel, and other renewable fuels represent about 10% of the nation's fuel supply. And as a result of that, we're seeing oil imports falling to the lowest level in decades. You know, when we produce more locally and buy less from overseas, that means jobs and opportunity for Americans and their families. You know, as this report shows, the renewable fuels industry now supports more than $184 billion of economic output. It supports more than 852,000 jobs and over $56 billion in wages, and it generates about $14.5 billion in state and local tax revenue every year. Taking a look at the state level, and just to choose a few states, it shows what the industry supports. For instance, in Wisconsin, it supports over $982 million in wages. In Michigan, it supports $4.2 billion in economic output, over 73,000 jobs in Iowa, over $64 million in tax revenues in North Dakota, and nearly $12 billion in economic output in Minnesota. But for the corn farmers that I represent, it goes beyond just the numbers. It goes to what's really happening in their communities and happening on their farms and happening with their families. When I talk to corn grower groups, I'll ask them, how many of you had a kid that came back to the farm in the last 5 years that would not have come back to the farm were it not for the renewable fuel standard and the ethanol industry? And I'll get 20-30% of the room to stand up. And when I get tough farmers come up with misty eyes and say, that's why this is so important, because my kid came back. Not only could I afford to have my kid and his or her family come back to the farm and get them into the operation, but we actually had an economically viable community where we had a movie theater, we had a hospital, the school district is doing well because of the economic impacts of biofuels. That's why it's important to our farmers. It gives them a way to go ahead and pass that farm on to the next generation. And a lot of those farms have been in that family for 3, 4, 5, and 6 generations. And if we can put a policy in place that extends it one more generation, that's really important to farm families across the country. The other thing to remember is all of this impact is happening without subsidies. The ethanol tax credit expired over 2 years ago. And now, instead of supporting jobs in Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, or Libya every time we fill up, we're supporting more jobs here in the United States. Now I'll turn it over to Adam Monroe.